Okay, we have the results of our 12 days of auction item today. Where's Dylan?
He stepped out. I'll go find him.
We're stuck with Daddy. Okay, Daddy.
Good to see you too, Norm. Good to see you too, buddy.
Give us the results.
I don't have him. I have to go find him.
Okay, somebody won the bidding for the big dinner today.
And now, here are your hosts.
I don't know.
Introduce me.
I'm going to introduce Bob and Donovan, and Dave will be here shortly. I've been with Norm. It's Elf. It's Why Today Doesn't Suck. And Bob is going to run it.
Now introduce me.
Is it brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery, and Give Me Them brings you Sports Term.
Did you send it?
Is anything on this that I'm going to want to pre-read?
Ooh. Now you're good.
Question of the day.
Why did you let Bob off so easy on the introduction? You're ham. Say something funny about him.
Yeah, be funny.
Penis Sturm.
Yeah.
You gotta share.
That's kind of funny, I guess. Today is June 25, Mr. Elf, Mr. Norm. How you doing, Norm?
Not
how's your,
bad,
how's your
Bob,
summer?
How
how's your summer?
It's started off kind of slow.
Yeah?
Better now.
What's the clubhouse doing with baseball?
Clubhouse doesn't handicap baseball.
Oh.
Stop doing that.
Dang it.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has Norm stopped doing baseball?
Why would you spend
Norm
money?
Norm stopped doing baseball.
You don't have any plays today? Even Norm's, private plays?
Norm's last play on a sporting event.
Not just baseball, a sporting
whoa
event?
Oh,
other
my.
Other than Lone Star.
Now. Oh, okay.
Lone
that's
Star.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's different.
We're not going to hold you to the other, the Lone Star. Yeah.
5 years ago, November 1st.
What?
What?
Yep.
Well, that's unacceptable.
I still do handicap the games. You know what? Two of the best seasons I've ever had are since I stopped playing.
Since you stopped funding your the clubhouse?
Wow,
that's very surprising. Yeah, I feel like
we need emergency roundtables now. We can't do birthdays.
I feel like you need an injunction or something.
Where do you get your juice?
Did somebody cut off one of your fingers, Norm?
Did you? How many fingers do you have?
Hold up your hands.
You know what? If I didn't see it in person,
four,
maybe those injuries were caused by that. I don't know.
Oh, that.
But
yeah.
But I saw it. I was in person. I saw it.
So Eddie DiBiase's got a bat. He could do that to you.
All right. Well, that's big news here on the ticket. Norm has not made a
wager
sports play in 5 years.
Nearly
now
five
take
years,
the horses
yeah
away. Now that's. Yeah, that's never going to
you work. Know what? I want him to enjoy the horses.
The horses are ready.
Love the horses.
Are you?
Oh, good one.
I'm still waiting for one of mine to finish.
The Norm I knew.
Mortar forker.
The Norm I once knew would have six American League plays going today.
Oh, yeah. And even World Cup plays.
Yes.
And every single TV would be on a sporting event because Norm has something on it.
In fact, I like your Curaçao team today.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, don't bet Curaçao today, Norm. Ivory Coast is about to unleash it.
Oh, my God.
All right, it's the 176th day of the year if we try to go on with this breaking news happening. 189 days are left in 2026, guys. And that, of course, makes this National Handshake Day, of which Norm and I just shared one.
Yeah, you really did. It was, I mean, I appreciate how firm both handshakes appeared.
It was very formal.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
very formal.
And honestly, in all my days working with Norm, I don't remember handshakes beginning our interaction
right
until today.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It feels like
J.D. Vance is still waiting for his in that meeting with the Iran.
Oh, boy,
man.
Timely.
He's on it now. He is on it.
This is your second night.
He's on it.
It's also National Catfish Day. And
like the actual food or
getting catfished?
Pretending to be someone that you aren't.
I think it's commemorating the time when Catfish Hunter was the highest paid player in Major League Baseball.
I doubt that. Okay. I doubt that. But
bringing it back to sports.
That's true, right? There was a time where he was the highest paid player.
Exactly. when he went from Oakland to the Yankees.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Mustache.
Catfish is delicious.
Well, he'd never been the highest paid player in the major leagues if he'd stayed in Oakland.
No. National Strawberry Parfait Day as well. Don't know what that means, but I'll read whatever they put on this page.
Yeah, sure. I'll go that route.
With a few exceptions later on in the episode.
Question. Is there a strawberry parfait lobby in this world? How'd they get on your list?
I don't think it's hard to get on the list.
Strawberry lobby. For sure.
I regret to inform Amy Brooke I will not be reading hers. Oh, feature films.
I mean, it's mandatory that you read what's on the paper.
We'll see in a bit.
All right.
On this day in history, guys, 1876.
Norm?
Battle of the Little Bighorn. As the U.S. 7th Cavalry. They always
juxtapose. How did you have that one handicapped, Norm?
That was under General Custer, as you might recall, mm-hmm. was wiped out. He entered -150, but the Sioux and the Cheyenne Warriors, led by Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, were able to take him out and collect on their parlay in a battle known as Custer's Last Stand.
Mm-hmm. It's I like Custard that.
And it was his last stand.
What were their phone lines like the next morning?
Tell you what, the lines had changed on the
Shut
Indians.
Up for a minute. They had to go through the operator. Where you had to call, you had to hit the thing like four times. Connect me to Norm Hitchkiss. Oh.
1950, North Korea invaded South Korea, and that set off the Korean War. Mm. 1978 was the very first time.
We wouldn't have had MASH.
The very first time the rainbow flag, symbol of gay pride, made by Gilbert Baker at a march in San Francisco. So this is the first time the rainbow flag got a little run. And it wasn't just about rainbows.
Was Cooper named after that?
I don't think so.
I'm just shooting. I'm in the corner. No one's guarding me. I'm supposed to put it up.
That was a good shot.
Boy, look at that. Moments after saying, don't take carousel, the Ivory Coast is on the board.
Hey, I was recording that at home.
1984, Warner Brothers Records releases the 6th studio album from Prince.
Purple.
This one is called Purple Rain.
Norm was right.
Now, if you,
his commercial
Donovan
peak.
Don't know this one. If you see the police.
Are you supposed to finish it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Warner Brother.
Oh, Warner Brother. Okay, now I got you. I'm with you now.
Come on.
I was about to say, both hands on the wheel, put the car in park.
That's right.
Drop the keys out the window.
Didn't you visit the Prince house?
I did. Paisley Park.
Yeah.
What a goal from Ecuador. Boy, things are happening, guys.
I'm going to need you to concentrate.
I can't.
Hey, soccer pants are going crazy.
They just locked up Germany. Boy, this is what a goal. Look at that. I want you to see the replay and tell me that wasn't a great goal. Anyway, Purple Rain sold 25 million copies, guys.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow.
Topping the charts in five countries, winning 2 Grammys and an Academy Award.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
Here, look at this beauty. He's from the logo.
Oh, he hit that from way out.
1996.
That should be 2 points.
That's right. Like a 2-point
They
shot.
Need to have a 2-point line.
I like
soccer.
That. I'm with you.
The cinematic masterpiece Independence Day dropped, starring Will Smith, Bill Pullman, and Jeff Goldblum.
Well, wait. Can we tap the brakes on cinematic masterpiece?
Have you seen
Independence Day?
Yes. It's pretty good, Norm.
Darn Luke Ward.
Pretty good.
It's pretty
right.
good.
Cinematic masterpiece.
That's how you drive. I'm sorry. No, that's Bad Boys.
1997, the 1-1 in the NBA draft was...
19 what?
97.
I'm still going back to Purple Rain and Apollonia, man.
Oh, boy, let me tell you. The first set I saw on a big screen, Line 4 guy.
Oh, my
very
God.
First set.
Nip, nip.
Oh.
We were looking for Wake Forest power forward.
Tim Duncan.
Drafted by the San Antonio Spurs.
Bank it.
And they tanked to get him. But no one brings that up. Everything's fine. San Antonio.
He's got some serious dreads going now.
2015.
He looks like the Predator.
The 1-1 in the NBA draft went to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
14?
15.
15, Carl Anthony Towns.
Very good.
Yes, man.
It's like the Super Bowl trick with you. I got it. Bring me another one. Please don't give me another one.
Is he the zestiest 1-1 of the last 20 years?
Ooh. Zestiest?
Zesty.
Why is he zesty? What does that mean?
You tell me why he's zesty. I don't know.
Not usually.
It's a good soap in the shower.
I thought that was. Yeah. You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
I mean, I've had some zesty condiments, but.
Birthdays. How are we doing on time? Am I pacing? Am I at a slow pace?
Yeah, you're kind of four corners this thing, but it's okay.
We've got another 59 minutes.
Del Curry is 62.
Ooh.
It says here not to be confused with Del Taco.
Ham.
Okay. Del Curry, who pitched.
Pitched what?
Didn't he pitch? Didn't stepfather Del Curry pitch at one time?
I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
I know he was.
Pretty good jump shooter.
Unbelievable 3-point marksman on those Charlotte Hornets.
Drafted by the Rangers in the 37th round of the 1982
Look
draft.
Look at Norm! That's what I'm talking about. That's
right there.
Encyclopedia.
The 82
right
draft.
There.
Man.
How did you know that? Did you have something on that one?
We covered it.
I was broadcasting Ranger baseball at that time, and we coveted every other human being on every other team in Major League
Baseball. The 37th round, though,
Did
no
I
no.
just hear the Alpha Dactyl?
I got those 37th rounders. I don't know that.
House of the Dragon, Elf.
That's amazing. Carlos Delgado, 54.
If I yell Dracarys, is that going to burn everything up?
Delgado.
Carlos. Delgado. Carlos Delgado could hit.
Oh, my God.
Is that from today?
No.
When was that from?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks
That's
ago.
Amazing. Matt Schaub is 45. Now, is this next one real, or are you messing with me?
It's real.
39 years old today is Mark Titus of Titus and Tate, which apparently, for some reason, we were running promos for the Valley State.
That's right. How did you know that?
Set it on there.
Titus and Tate.
What were they? Weren't they college basketball guys or something?
They were kind of right in the middle there.
Taint on taint.
Desmond Bane, 28.
Ooh. And his short arms.
A special Donovan feature birthday. Jimmy Walker is 79.
Dynamite.
He was a star on television. I don't know why this pointed towards me.
I swear, working with you for all those years, it's Jimmy Walker this, Jimmy
That's
Walker
That's what got
that.
Me in trouble with... With Damon Wilson, because I mentioned
it was, yeah.
Donovan was going through the list of people that he got in trouble with.
Well, how'd Damon Wilson handle that?
Not well.
Yeah, not well at all.
Huh. We got the audio if you want to hear it.
We don't have time.
Ricky Gervais is 65. And greatness. How dare you?
Funny.
Angela Kinsey is 55. Greatness.
Who is that?
Yeah, who is that?
The Office.
Angela from The Office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's fine.
Not the subject of the Kinsey Report?
Isn't she a Baylor Bear? Let's see. McKenna Grace is 20.
What's that about homosexuals?
From Five Nights at Freddy's?
Homosexual.
And from Grapevine? I'll take your word for it, Ham.
Freddy got fingered?
Amy Brooke apparently is an adult film star. And was in many, many films.
Just one. Just give us one.
Come on.
Here, I'll...
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
You want this, Elf?
Yes.
All right, here.
Those are her three feature films, so you can...
You want me to read this?
Yeah. No need to preview. Just read them.
Tell us exactly.
Oh, my God. Foursomes or Morsomes?
Yeah.
Get Lost in My Tuchus.
Oh. I don't think that's what she called it.
Look, I'm cleaning it up a little bit.
Okay, all right.
No, you go.
Too Big, Too Black... I can't say
Uh-oh.
Dracarys.
Norm, hold on, Norm. You read that.
No, Norm will read anything. So I don't know if you want to.
Dinosaurs out again.
You want to read the rest of that?
And,
oh, my God. Go ahead, Donovan. You try it.
Too big, too black for her white crack, too.
Two?
Yeah, because the first one was a classic, so he had to make the second. It made so much money at the box office.
Yeah. A real cliffhanger.
They really expanded the plot line.
All right, well, that's pretty much all we have time for today, guys.
You know what we need to do with this segment?
It looked like Farrah Fawcett died on this day.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite 3 seconds of television was the water out the window for Three's Company.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Line 4 guy.
Wait a minute. No born on this day still dead?
Well,
I actually have that. Michael Jackson. On my phone, Donovan.
There you
Rather
go, Line
notable.
4 guy. Michael
Rather
Jackson.
Notable.
No, I
dead
just.
Dead on this day still dead.
I didn't pace myself, Norm. We ran out of time.
I think no,
we
did
didn't.
A fine job.
316.
Oh, I think we're supposed to be gone by now.
So what we need to do with this segment?
What?
Dracarys.
Oh, no.
Shut it down.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.